At 8 p.m. Eastern Time tonight, President Trump's travel ban will partly take effect 3 days after a portion was given the green light by the Supreme Court. So, as it stands, everyone with visas already will be allowed in. But after 8, people from 6 Muslim-majority countries and refugees without bona fide family or business ties to the U.S. will not be allowed to get a new visa and come in down the road. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly joined House Speaker Paul Ryan at Ryan's weekly news conference this morning. Now, the House votes today on two bills pertaining to illegal immigration. Here's some of what Kelly said.
President Trump has been clear that our borders are not open to illegal immigration, that we are a nation of laws, and we will no longer look the other way. Well, we will no longer look the other way in the interior either.
So that was about immigration, but Kelly left the news conference before taking any questions about the travel ban, which, of course, concerns legal immigration. Joel Rose is NPR National Desk correspondent. He covers immigration. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Robin.
Now, it's the court that used the phrase bona fide, you know, these ties that somebody has to have to the U.S. Then a cable was sent out yesterday describing what that means. You've been talking with Homeland Security officials. What are they saying about how officials around the world giving out these visas are supposed to define what this bona fide relationship is?
Right. The administration held a background call for reporters not long ago, and the administration is talking about new guidelines for visa applicants from these 6 majority Muslim countries. Travelers will be allowed to enter the U.S. if they have close family ties. That's defined as a parent-in-law, a spouse, a child, adult son or daughter, and sibling. That also includes son-in-law, daughter-in-law, half and step-siblings. But the definition does not include grandparents, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, fiancés, and other extended family members. So, you know, they've drawn the line on bona fide, you know, relationship in a particular way, which they say was drawn from, you know, the Immigration and Nationality Act and from the language of the Supreme Court order itself.
And for some people, a grandparent might be their closest relationship, but according to this definition now, it doesn't count. And I'm thinking, too, this does apply to refugees. Wouldn't it be harder for refugees coming into the U.S. to have a close relationship here?
That's right. A great percentage of refugees have no ties in the U.S. before they settle here. Many do have some kind of family relationship, as much as 50%, according to the administration officials on the call. But it's not really clear how many of those will qualify as a close family relationship under these new definitions that they're laying out here.
Yeah. So. Finish the thought.
I should point out that refugees who are scheduled to travel to the country through July 6th are still allowed in. As you say, after that, the administration says they're going to have to show a close relationship, just like visa holders.
Right. Okay. Well, when the travel ban was first implemented, suddenly there was chaos at airports. This was back in January, because it did include everybody, whether or not you had a visa. That shouldn't happen tonight.
Well, the administration is saying it should not happen tonight. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security says they're expecting business as usual. And there are actually a couple of reasons to expect that this will be less chaotic. The State Department says people who already have visas in hand can use them to travel, that no one is going to have a visa canceled in the air this time, which I think was a big source of confusion in January during the first travel ban. And any refugee who's scheduled to be resettled through July 6th, as I just said, is going to be allowed to come in. But that said, Amnesty International immigrant rights activists are going to be watching carefully to see what happens here. They're dispatching lawyers and translators to airports to monitor exactly how this is going to be rolled out. They did the same thing back in January when thousands of people were stranded or detained at airports. And so we may see some friction again, but, you know, if not, it may not be tonight. I mean, it may be over the coming days as this unfolds.
Well, now remember that these bans were temporary for travelers, I think 90 days, for refugees, maybe a little more, 120. But what's your sense of what's going to happen? Is the administration going to change the rules after those 90 or 120 days? The Supreme Court is supposed to hear arguments about the full travel ban in October, but is there a sense we've heard that there's thinking that that might be moot by then if the entire thing is dropped? What's your sense?
Well, you know, I don't know exactly where this is heading. I mean, remember that the states and the immigrant rights lawyers who challenged the travel ban in the first place were successful in blocking the order because judges on both coasts agreed that there was a chance it was unconstitutional because it's a ban on Muslims. So, you know, the administration's lawyers argued that the injunctions issued by those lower courts prevented them from doing the security review that had been the, you know, the original justification for this temporary travel ban in the first place. So the administration says they have not been able to go, were not able to go forward with that security review while the travel ban was on hold. So they say that review only got underway very recently. So yeah. I think, you know, it's it's hard to say.
NPR's Joel Rose, a National Desk correspondent covering immigration. Joel, thanks.
You're welcome.